Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We will do our Big Ten power rankings in a second. Before that, I got some surprise audio for you guys, courtesy of interim head coach Biff Poggi at Michigan
Biff
from yesterday.
Okay.
Let's see what he had to say. This is, I will not prelude to what's going to happen here, but here's Biff Poggi talking yesterday at the press conference for Michigan.
It's interesting. I realized I know so many guys on the staff. You know, when I was a coach at Charlotte, the first day I was in my seat there, the first phone call I got was from Matt Rhule, welcoming me to Charlotte, and was so kind and welcoming and helpful. And then Dana Holgorsen, I coached his son for a bit at St. Francis. Ron Brown, Bill Bush. I mean, I know a bunch of the guys there, so it'll be good to see them. But they've done a really good job with their team.
Poggi, Bill Bush.
Got a Bill Bush reference.
It's a Bush mention.
Bill Bush reference.
I will have to. Obviously, me and Biff always stay in touch all the time. And I obviously, we text back and forth when he got named the interim head coach, just congratulate him and things of that. I probably at the time probably need to let him know, because last time he saw me, I was here, so he thinks I'm on staff still. So
Biff, he wouldn't be able to keep track of everybody.
No, he's probably like looking around before the game. Hey, where's Bill?
Where's Bush at?
Where's Bush at? He's supposed to be here, isn't he?
I brought him up on this press conference this week. Where's he at?
That's okay, though.
No,
but that was nice of him.
He is a
nice of him.
Dude of all dudes.
You think it's an advantage.
I think it's an advantage.
You
right
think
now.
It's an advantage?
There's two things, a couple things come up.
Michigan.
I think it's an advantage because, well, first of all, you saw a different Michigan team because I made a, and I watched.
You watched
I watched almost, like, whatever, 99% of the snaps against Central Michigan.
Jeez.
And they found their way. And I said before, I go, I don't even know who they are. And then also the number of times, like, they have this big athletic quarterback with no design quarterback runs. Nope. Now they have some quarterback run game in there. Mm-hmm. And so those things stand out. Also, there was a throw that Nebraska wishes never happened. He throws, they're up handily, playing well, and they have a play action, and he's got a wide open tight end in the flat, and he takes a shot down the field, interception on a long ball, bad throw, into double coverage.
Okay.
Bad throw. You wish that didn't happen. You wish that bad throw happened here, because that one will resonate with them. Don't do that. Don't make that. Things were rolling. Things were going good, and he thought all of a sudden, you know what? I can just whip it down there and make plays. And then he got taught a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when what happens in Division I football if you make those kind of errors in judgment? Because he had people wide open below for easy pitch and catch for yards. And so that's when you kind of wish, okay, you just kind of wish he had made that mistake this Saturday instead of last Saturday.
Good point.
But no, with Biff, they have found their way. He's been around. He's been around that team a bunch. He was with, you know, like I said, Sharon knows him well, so trust him in that spot. Also, they didn't elevate a coordinator because that's like dumb to do, because now they got dual jobs. They're in charge of clock management, and now they have somebody with eyes on the game for everything. And he's very comfortable. Biff is very, very comfortable. And so I think that part of that is an advantage for Michigan. I really do. I think they have a great advantage. And I think that as a group, I think that they reorganize themselves. They're like, listen, we want to have any chance of winning the Big Ten and being viable. We have to, this things have to change. They didn't look that way against New Mexico and didn't look good against Oklahoma, especially against New Mexico, because that's a lesser team. Oklahoma, that was a buzzsaw. They walked into a buzzsaw with that crowd, night game, Mateer. Mm-hmm. They walked into a tough situation and hung in there. But it'd be very exciting to see how Biff does with him. But he's very calm, and like I said, I think it's an advantage for them right now to have him as their leader.
All right.
Okay. We ready for the Big Ten power rankings?
Okay, let's get it.
So we do the top four, then we'll go to the bottom four up, and then we'll fill in between.
Let's do the top seven.
Okay, top seven.
Because
we'll
it's
going to
get tough at 6 and 7. You guys agree Oregon's one, right?
Yeah. I'm going Oregon one. So the stool says one Oregon.
Okay, two Ohio State.
Yes. I'm going to Ohio State. I'm with you. Yeah.
Three Penn State.
Correct.
Four Illinois.
Yes.
I'm going that.
No, not me.
But we got a debate.
But the stool wins in this
who's
situation.
Your fourth, though?
I'm going to Indiana. So Indiana's going to beat Illinois this year.
Okay.
Now hold on. Okay.
But the stool says it's 2-1.
I think I'll go Illinois right now.
I'm going but Illinois. Indiana's right I got to go Illinois. So then we got to go Indiana 5.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now it gets tricky. This is where it gets tricky.
It gets real, guys. Listeners, chime in.
Do you go, okay, if you're going 4 Illinois, 5 Indiana, are you going 6 USC, or are you going 6 Nebraska?
That's the debate.
I'm going 6 Nebraska, 7 USC.
I'm okay with that.
6 Nebraska, 7 USC. We all agree with that one.
We're good on the top 7.
No, we're not good. Because we had
some pushback in 4
Illinois
or 5.
At 4 because that's 2-1. So yeah. You guys get that.
We're not totally good, but we're pretty good.
We're pretty good. Let's go to the bottom.
Okay. Oh, you want to go to the bottom?
Okay, so we got 7.
I'm going to review the top 7 for the breaker's sake.
Hold it.
Power rankings.
Oregon
1. Please repeat it.
Big Ten power rankings?
No. After he says it, I'll let you just do a repeat. Say it. Say it. Go.
Oregon 1.
Oregon 1.
Okay. Ohio State 2.
Ohio State.
3, Penn State.
Third is Penn State.
Thank you. Say it exactly like I do. 4 is Illinois.
4 is Illinois.
5 is Indiana.
5 is Indiana.
6 is Nebraska.
6 is Nebraska.
7 are the Trojans.
7 are the Trojans of USC.
Okay. Now we're going to the
bottom. I'll make you do that again, Jake.
No one would push back on UCLA being 18th, right?
Are we going to say bottom?
There's no question.
There's not even. They fired their coach after week 3. 0-3, and they got run off the field by New Mexico, who is a good team, but still run off the field.
18 is UCLA. Mm-hmm. Who's 17?
Northwestern.
Northwestern, in my mind.
They were down 31-0 early fourth quarter.
Yep, 17. And now it gets tricky. Are you going Purdue at 16?
What's next? What else is available?
You would say Maryland, maybe.
Wisconsin's in that conversation.
Wisconsin's in that conversation. I have to go Purdue, guys.
Purdue.
Yeah, I'm going
I'll go Purdue. That's a little tough one on me, though. I'm going to go
getting
Purdue.
Tougher. 16. So it's 18 UCLA, 17 Northwestern, 16 Purdue. 15, you guys have mentioned.
Wisconsin.
You want to go Wisconsin?
I'm going to go Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think so, too. Jake.
Michigan State's in that conversation.
No.
I'm going to Wisconsin right now at this spot. Wisconsin.
Saying there,
Maryland's in that conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still taking.
Are you taking Maryland over Wisconsin?
I'm taking Maryland over Michigan State.
I got to ask you guys a question. Be real. If Maryland played Wisconsin right now in a neutral, who you taking?
Neutral. I'm taking Maryland. This one they play this weekend at Wisconsin.
No.
Oh.
That should be like a pick'em game.
Right now, the Badgers are favored by 9.5 in that game.
I think Maryland is the next one.
I'm with you. I'll go with that.
Maryland 15?
Maryland 15, then the Badgers.
Okay, that's 14.
Okay. Michigan State gets a 13
there. Michigan State 13.
Where are we doing with Minnesota?
Michigan State this weekend beat Youngstown State 41-24. Yeah.
What are we doing with it's got to be Minnesota next at 12, right?
Minnesota next.
Yep. Lost to Cal. Yep.
Agreed.
Now, we don't have Iowa in there yet.
Hold on.
We don't have Michigan. See, we
there could be eighth, though. Michigan's got to be eighth.
Okay.
I'm going Michigan 8. Going Michigan 8.
Hold on. It's mildly confusing to go backwards, but.
I want Minnesota ahead of Iowa.
Okay.
So Iowa's at 13, then Minnesota's.
No, Michigan State's 13.
Okay.
Michigan State's 13. So now you're saying Iowa's 12?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Minnesota's at 11th.
Minnesota's 11.
Okay.
Rutgers.
Probably 10.
10.
Yep.
Okay.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Washington is 9.
That's fine. Okay with that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we have it all then.
And then Michigan is 8. I think we're good.
We're good.
I don't even mind those rankings, except I think Rutgers is a little high at 10.
Well, I don't think so. I'm okay with that.
They host Iowa this Friday.
Friday night.
Let's see what the spread is.
Must-see TV. I can't wait to watch it.
Iowa's seen right now as a 2.5-point favorite over Rutgers in Piscataway on 7 p.m. Friday. On Fox. So to recap, here's our
undefeated.
Here's our topic. In order, the 18 teams. Oregon is 1. Ohio State 2. Penn State 3. Illinois. Two of us have Illinois. Bill has Indiana, but we're going Illinois 4. 5 Indiana. 6 Nebraska. 7 USC. 8 Michigan. 9 Washington. 10 Rutgers. 11 Minnesota. 12 Iowa. 13 Michigan State, 14 Wisconsin, 15 Maryland, 16 Purdue, 17 Northwestern, and 18 UCLA.
Very comfortable with that.
I feel very comfortable. There's a couple, like, if I flopped them, it'd be one spot.
Right.
It'd be like, okay, you're 9th and you're 8th, whatever, 9th and 10th, or whatever it would be.
How about, Bill, we're sitting here talking about Wisconsin being 14th in the league.
UCLA dead last.
Jeez.
UCLA worse than Northwestern, worse than Purdue.
And come on. I think the stool's going to be in agreement on this. You pick Rutgers to win this game against Iowa.
I pick Rutgers.
They're currently underdogs. It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter.
I think you win money. I mean, we're not advocating the gambling, but I think that's a game that
I
looks
think
like,
you want to bet a lot because you can try to make it up on Saturday.
Right.
The game's on Friday. So tell your wife or whoever. Say, listen, we're going to go heavy on Rutgers.
If we lose, we'll make it up.
We'll make it up on Saturday.
Promise.
But before my YouTube TV went out Saturday, I did catch some of the Iowa games.
I didn't see much of that.
I watched it. And it's funny because I was listening to the broadcasters and also seeing some social media. And the Hawkeyes fans believe that they're back. They think, we got it figured out. Brunowski's figured
out. It was UMass. They just lost
to
Bryan.
Exactly. I was like, easy.
They lost to Bryan. It was on my head scratch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if you can say that they're bad. He had a fine game. He passed it well. He ran the ball well. But it was UMass. Very bad football.
I mean, if that's me during this time right there, I'm going back and I'm going like, hang on now. Let's do exactly what they did at South Dakota State. Because we're not moving. We can't move the ball an inch. How about if we do what our quarterback does really well? There are some things to it. There are some ways to do it. I mean, if they decide, they being UCLA, if they're going to, like, we're going to lean in hard on this, they're going to lean in hard on that quarterback run game.
Mm-hmm. They have to.
Because they don't have anything besides that. He's their best player. And if he doesn't carry the ball in the quarterback run game for UCLA, they'll go 0-12.
Think about how these conversations have evolved in the Big Ten. We got Michigan 8. I mean, they were pretty much universally believed to be 4th or 5th.
Yeah.
So they've dropped
I would say
off.
This, but the fractions that they are, that they're not 4th, is very small.
Small.
I mean, it's very small. That the fractions of it, it's like, okay.
We got Nebraska 6.
Keep in mind that, again, we have Michigan 8th, but they are ranked number 1 and number 2. They're favored right now at Nebraska this weekend. They're 2.5-point favorites against our number 6 team in the ranking.
That's fair.
It is fair.
Texas was ranked number 1, and they weren't even favored to win at Ohio State.
Vegas was right in that one.
Also noteworthy, Minnesota down to 14. No,
Minnesota's at 11.
11. I wrote it wrong.
We have some pushback. Ted on the text line says,
Sorry, Ted.
He says, you guys are crazy if you think Iowa is better than Michigan State. We have them one spot ahead. We have Iowa at 12, Michigan State 13.
You guys are crazy.
He said, Ted, you all are crazy if you have Iowa over Michigan State. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted. We got him one spot different.
Yeah, one spot.
He's not all the way wrong. I mean, if right now on a neutral deal, I'd probably say
Michigan State.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's crazy. I thought have Michigan State third, but no, Iowa and Michigan State. That's the
right next.
This will help Bill out with where he put Indiana versus us having Illinois at 4th. Uh-huh. So again, they do play this weekend. That's the 6:30 game on NBC.
Incredible. Oh my God, they play this weekend.
Illinois at Indiana 6:30 on NBC. Indiana is a 3.5-point favorite. That's a massive game.
Please tell me you're watching.
Yeah.
Laura?
Signetti?
Bill is watching that game.
Signetti?
Well, that's Michigan game. Nebraska is right done at that point.
That's a massive game.
I would love to be there for pregame at the 50, those two guys talking. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Just a couple of dudes trying to. What do you guys do? Well, I'm trying to get Illinois right. You're trying to get Indiana right.
Yeah.
Because right now you can get all excited. I watched Indiana against Indiana State, and Indiana State was 2-0. I don't even remember who they even played, but it was so lopsided. Yeah. But all I came away with was what I loved the most was there was one. It was an obvious give where the quarterback should have gave the ball, and he pulled it. Uh-huh. And Signetti calls timeout and brings the whole offense over, and he just rips his quarterback.
Did he really?
He did. And the quarterback just did this. He's not like, I did. But he was just like, if you read his lips, there were some very firm words being said. And it was just like, that is not what we do. We're not all of a sudden, because the game was, it was ugly already. It's like 34-0 or something like that. And he called timeout and just went nuts on his quarterback. And I tell you what, the quarterback and his brother, who's also on the team, they look good. Oh, wow, can he spin it? He can spin
you
it.
You like that guy, don't you?
What is great is that Sip has, based in the last couple of years, told us on the air he despises Iowa State. Yeah. They're undefeated.
So
yeah, you kind of have.
Oh, you have. Oh, can't get enough of Iowa State. Can't go into a Casey's anymore. I get overrun.
It was the whole premise that it's like the biggest story in America.
They were 7-0.
They got pushed at Arkansas State, but they won that game 24-16. Okay, that's one.
Here we go again.
You don't like Vanderbilt, and they look great. So they're ranked.
Yeah.
They're ranked.
I respect Vandy. I respect Iowa State.
And you don't like Google Me, Signetti.
No, I don't like Google Me.
They're ranked 19th, and they have a big home match against Illinois.
I have
Google Me. I can't listen to them.
I absolutely love
three teams just like all performing very well so far this
Google
year.
Me just speaks in cliches one after another. I've never heard anybody roll them out like that. He can roll a cliche into another cliche. Like it's.
How about rolling 3-9 into the playoffs? How about that? 3-9.
Whipped.
3-9. And they got a chance again this year.
I hope Billy puts it on. They're favored to win that game?
3.5-point favorites. Indiana
telling you what,
at home.
Place is going to be off the hook.
I don't know.
When Nebraska, when we were there.
I don't know if it's going to be.
When you were there for the game, I believe, was that 11 o'clock kick?
It was 11 a.m.
To be fair to Indiana.
To be fair, I mean, 11 o'clock kicks are. How about this one? You know where Fox is going to?
Where?
Sure. They're going to an incredible game. Utah, Texas Tech.
God.
That'll be a good
16
game.
Versus 17.
What an interesting
kickoff
place.
Time, 10 a.m. local. 10 a.m. local. And I've been part of a 10 a.m. game. I was part of that game when I was at Utah.
That's weird, isn't
with
it?
Urban Meyer, and we played Air Force. I mean, first of all, your team meal is always 4 hours ahead. Your team meal's at 6 a.m. That means you're up as a staff at 4.
No,
your team's up at 5. And you have, I mean, all the stuff you have to do.
You got a big football game at 10.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not right.
No. No, it's not.
Nebraska at Colorado was a 10 a.m. kickoff that time in Matt Rule's second game of his first year.
Yeah. What are we doing?
10 a.m.
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
All just to get the game at noon.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
Last week, the noon game was Oregon Northwestern. That's the best they could come up with.
Fox.
That's the best they could come up with. And they have a game.
They went to the soccer stadium.
If you would see what it's like to play in the Mus at Utah at a night game, it's incredible. It is must-see TV. Instead, it's going to be 10 a.m. It's going to be people like, what?
Yep.
I mean, horrible.
Mm-hmm. I don't push back on this as much as I used to. I get what you're saying. Like, even the game in here at 11 a.m. on Saturday, kind of rough getting going.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
And the Buckeyes had, what, six of those in a row last year at Ohio State?
That's ridiculous. That should be nothing.
Think about that place at nighttime, and they didn't get that at all.
That should never happen again.
Six in a row for Ohio State.
Right? Should never happen again.
Still won it all.
Yeah.
Found it.
Yeah.
So, when we come back, some potential overreactions in college football.
Okay.
Discuss that next. Really breaking the ticket.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.